Welcome back to another Sun City Shadow Hills podcast. This is the podcast about the people and about the lifestyle here at Sun City Shadow Hills. I've interviewed many of the club presidents, many of the staff, some of the interesting people that we have living here. And the great thing about living here in retirement is that it gives you a chance to reinvent yourself. You can reinvent yourself as if you like being in the school play in high school but never had a chance to redo it, you can be in the performing arts club here. I have reinvented myself as a podcaster. And my guest today is Gail Reuter, who has reinvented herself as an Uber driver, something that many of you might not think to do, but which is a great option for people at our stage of life. So, Gail, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
First of all, how long have you lived here at Shadow Hills?
Since the beginning.
Oh, 10, so 12, you're a pioneer.
Years. Yeah.
Pioneer. Gail was nice enough to introduce me to her son, who also drives for Uber, who I did a podcast with last spring. And during that podcast, he told me that Gail was going to begin driving for Uber. And so I wanted to give it a few months to get her impression, and now we have her back. So, Gail, what did you do when you were working?
I worked as a nurse for 46 years, okay. First in Miami, Florida, in the actual hospitals. And then I moved out here and went to work for a group of doctors.
I see.
At the Heart Institute.
Ah, so did you always like go someplace to work at a hospital or a doctor's office, or were you ever a private care nurse?
No, always with private care. Is that the right one?
I see.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to become a driver for Uber?
I retired and was bored, and just to ask my son, and he said, "Why don't you drive for Uber?" And I said, "I don't want to drive for Uber." His mom. You can do it when you want, how you want, as many hours as you want. And so I said, okay. So I've been doing it for about 2 months now.
About 2 months.
Love it. Love it.
That is, so tell us more. Why do you love it?
Because I can get up, usually get up early in the morning. But if I didn't want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to take people to the airport, I could stay in bed until 10 o'clock and watch whatever you want on TV. And I can stop at 4:30 and play cards in the evening. I play Mahjong on Wednesdays, so I don't probably drive it all on Wednesdays because I belong to the Mahjong Club. Monday nights I play cards. Wednesday night I play cards. So it gives me the opportunity to do what I want when I want, and that's great.
Yeah.
Great for me.
Yeah. So you started about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Was it different? Once you made the decision to go to work for Uber, take us through the process.
Well, when I went to work for Uber, I had to drive to San Bernardino. They used to be closer. So I had to go up to San Bernardino, and I wasn't sure they would pass me because you have to have an inspection on your car. But my car was like a 2005, so I wasn't sure that would, you know, work within their field. But because my car is neat, it's clean, and it doesn't have any damages on it, they passed it without any problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is they told me that if I didn't like who I was picking up, I didn't have to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if somebody was standing, you know, I went to somebody's sure. house and I didn't like whatever they, for whatever reason, I did not have to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And have you had any of those experiences
None.
Since you've seen?
None.
But tell us about the typical passenger that you would have.
Most passengers that I pick up are going to the airport from here, from the valley, I should say. Some of them just don't drive anymore. I did a lot a couple weekends ago when we had the not Coachella Fest, but the other
uh-huh.
festival. I drove a lot of people out there
mm-hmm.
from all over, and they just wanted to go to the festival, and they didn't want to take their cars. And the other thing that I do a lot is people who go out to dinner, they want to have a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to drive home,
yeah.
which is great as far as I'm concerned. And some of them just want to go shopping or to a friend's house, and they don't drive. I don't ask the people why they don't drive because it's really none of my business. That's getting
sure.
a little too personal. You know, they could have had their license taken away from them. They could not drive
well,
anymore.
Well, and I mean, as we're at an adult community, you know. I can remember when my mother stopped driving, that her life changed dramatically. But in this day and age, when you don't drive anymore, your life does not have to change.
No, right, correct.
Because you can get somebody to take you whenever you want.
And a lot of the people that I pick up don't take taxis for several reasons. One, Uber seems to be cheaper. Second, they don't like the taxi cab drivers. They're either don't speak any English, when in this country you should speak some English. Their taxis are dirty. And so they decide to drive Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And they can pick up Uber at 1 o'clock in the morning if you want, or 6, or like I do, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my customers tell me is the reason they don't take taxis. We cannot park at the airport, but we can drop off at the airport.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. So if someone arrives at Palm Springs International and wants to take an Uber, what would they do?
They have to go outside the airport.
They have to walk, physically walk?
Yeah, it's not a long walk, but outside the airport, call Uber and then wait for them.
I see.
And I know there's a big thing going on whether Uber should be at the airport or not.
Yeah, it's all politics.
I'd say that 99, maybe even 100% of the people don't like the taxis mm-hmm. that we have here.
So for our neighbors who might consider doing this, would you give us an idea of what your weekly schedule is? When do you work and when do you not work? And then also, what kind of income you average during the week?
That's difficult for me to do. Let me just say this, that I have a son who drives for Uber and he lives off of it. He pays his rent, pays his bills, and everything off of it. Me, I work maybe 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, sometimes only 3 hours a day. So it just depends upon, what you want. I would say my average income for the amount of time that I work is probably $4,500 a week.
What? $400 or $500
a
week?
That's a lot of money. But if
it's a great supplement to your retirement.
Right, absolutely.
Income.
And again, I'm not doing it full time.
Yeah. Yeah, but, there are people here, I'm sure, who are having trouble making ends meet. And if they still drive, this is a reasonable expectation that they could expect if they were going to do it.
I was just looking at something for you. Like, my last trip was at 10 o'clock this morning, and I drove them 6 miles. And obviously, Uber takes money out of it. But I made $7
mm-hmm.
from them. And that was just, for like 2 miles.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for me.
Yeah, well, I think that this is really a coming thing. I am struck, that there were 18,000 traffic deaths in the first 6 months of this year. And it's just accepted in the United States. I mean, that would be the equivalent of a couple of Southwest Airlines jets going down every week. And if that were to happen, things would be done right away.
Yeah, I have my daughter many years ago when she was in elementary school out here. Her mother was driving on Vista Chino and Gene Autry, and a drunk driver came and hit her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was killed instantly.
She was killed?
Instantly. And the kids were only like maybe 16, 17. I don't even think they're that old. Probably maybe still in elementary school. But the point is that if you want to go out and drink, there's nothing wrong with it. You want to go out and smoke, fine. Don't drive.
Yeah, right.
It's not that expensive to have somebody pick you up.
It's getting easier and easier. I heard from L.A. Kids talking and say, this is like having your parents drive around, only you don't have to talk to them.
Right, and you don't have to. And, like I picked up four young kids the other day, probably in their 20s, and they were going out to drink, and they took Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great. Great.
Now, you don't work at night, right?
No. But that's
right,
just me.
Right. But the point is that you have the choice is to work as
whatever
not work. Now
I could be working now, but instead I took the.
Yeah. Well, I was struck that when I contacted you to be on the podcast,
right.
You said my time is my own. I can do it whenever you want,
mm-hmm.
and that's a great thing to
and
be able to say.
For me, who is retired. It's great.
Mm-hmm. So if people are not used to using Uber, let's talk a little bit about how they would do it. Now, Uber has an app, right?
You have to download the app.
You download an app, and they take a photo of your credit card so that when...
The person that's...
The app takes, phone, you take a photo of the credit card so that no money is exchanged when the ride actually happens.
Absolutely. And that's the other nice thing between me and the other company that's in this town is that I don't have to deal with any of the money. Mm-hmm. Now, the other company insists that you leave a tip. 90% of my people don't leave me a tip. That's fine. It's not required.
But I learned from interviewing Scott that it's a nice thing to do tip a couple of dollars to the driver.
And 90% of the time I put gas in my car with it. You know, I'll save up $5 or whatever. But that's the nice thing is that you do not have to tip the passengers.
Yeah.
Or the
yeah.
And it's very nice.
And so when you want to take a call an Uber, you just push the app on your button on your phone and you get a picture of what cars are in the area.
You get a picture.
Yes. Okay. The person wanting the ride gets a photo on his phone of what cars are in the neighborhood, how many minutes approximately it will take for a pickup. But it's rarely more than a 5-minute wait, right?
Well, it depends on what kind of morning it is, because this morning I drove from Palm Springs Airport all the way out to La Quinta, and the guy said, you drove from where? Because it shows you. And I said, yeah, it was a 25-minute ride, so there must not have been a lot of Uber drivers out
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And how many drivers out, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how many there are, but sometimes I think there aren't very many.
Yeah, but well, hopefully there'll be more as more and more drivers get involved. The wait times for the passengers will get shorter.
Yeah, you know, this last 2 weekends ago when we had the festival out here, they made a special place just for Uber drivers to come in because it was so, and Uber drivers came in from all over the place, and you drive in this one place and there'd be 40 Uber drivers. And they didn't all necessarily come from here. They're just from all over the place. And they opened up, only because someone told me, they opened up a hotel or motel just for those Uber drivers.
Oh, really?
That's how many were in town.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I use Uber, and I go out of my way to find out about the driver. I have yet to meet somebody who didn't love working for Uber. And... was so glad he's doing this now rather than what he was doing before.
Yeah, because you're basically self-employed and, you know, you do it when you want, when you don't want, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Gail, thank you for coming in. I hope that the audience will find this interesting and, at the very least, become a customer of Uber. But if you want to make some extra money and like meeting new people, you might consider being a driver. So if any of our neighbors is interested in finding out more about what it's like to be an Uber driver, would it be all right for them to contact you?
Yes, and my phone number is 760-851-3837. Be sure and leave me a message, though, because if I don't recognize your name, I may not call you back. So just leave me a message you want to know about Uber, and I will call back.
Okay. Gail, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been helpful for everyone, and I hope that the audience takes advantage of this.
If they want to call me early in the morning to take them to the airport, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, that's good to know.
I am up at 4 in the morning.
We do a lot of airport visits from Sun City Shadow Hills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Until next time, thank you for listening.